Welcome to this very brief introduction to the Enneagram. The Ennea what? What is this strange-looking figure, a circle with lines crisscrossing? Is this some New Age thing? The name comes from the Greek roots Ennea, meaning nine, and gram, writing, so perhaps we could simply call it a nine diagram. The Enneagram is one among many tools that helps us think about personality, who we are. No one really knows where or when the Enneagram originated. It is old, and there are many versions of it, some using names for each number and others using only numbers. Personally, I like the simplicity of using the numbers. The number nine is at the top of the circle, and moving clockwise around the circle, we have the numbers 1 through 8 and back to 9 to complete the circle. I was introduced to the Enneagram through the writing of Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest. While I had seen his books soon after they were written in the early 90s, they didn't really connect with me until 20 years later when I hit a personal crisis in relation to ministry. In pain, I began to reflect more deeply about who I am and the whys of my relationships to others. My first read through Rohr's intro to the Enneagram left me very uncertain about how I connected to this strange-looking figure. I decided to read more, and as I continued my journey of discovery, I realized that even the way I was trying to understand this thing was directly related to who I am and how I think. Most of what I share in this intro is based on the work and terminology of Rohr, though some comes from other writers or my own reflection. The Enneagram tries to connect each person to a particular motivation or need. If we simply go around the circle beginning with 1, the motivation associated with each number is as follows. 1, the need to be good or perfect. 2, the need to help others. 3, the need to be successful. 4, the need to be unique, special. 5, the need to know or perceive. 6, the need to be secure. 7, the need to avoid pain. 8, the need to be against or oppose, to reject external control. And 9, the need to avoid or to maintain harmony. While many personality tools focus fairly exclusively on a person's strengths, the Enneagram includes a strong component of personality weakness or sin. Some have seen the 9 sins of the Enneagram as the 7 cardinal sins, with the addition of deceit and fear. I've never understood why those 2 sins weren't considered cardinal sins, since both lying and fear appear in the lists of sins in Revelation 21:8 that result in the second death in the lake of fire. Many people find this idea of a particular besetting sin very helpful in self-understanding. For me, it was both helpful and humbling. And regardless of number, that mixed reaction seems quite typical. Some Enneagram teachers see this weakness characteristic as the aspect which gives greatest certainty in understanding where a person fits on the Enneagram. Again, going around the circle, beginning with the number 1, the besetting sins are as follows. 1, anger or irritation. 2, pride. 3, deceit. 4, envy. 5, avarice or greed. 6, fear. 7, gluttony. 8, lust or shamelessness. 9, sloth. While the Enneagram is not specifically a Christian perspective on personality, I find it to be an excellent way to talk with people with varied backgrounds and religious beliefs about concepts of brokenness in our personal lives and in relationships. This overview of the Enneagram only skims the surface. Other relationships between numbers also invite lots of reflection. I'll mention just a few of those relationships. The numbers 3, 6, and 9 at the points of the equilateral triangle, each with the number on either side, form the 3 groups related to heart, numbers 2, 3, and 4, head, numbers 5, 6, and 7, and gut, numbers 8, 9, and 1. The heart group shares a common focus on emotions. The head group focuses on thought, And the gut group shares a focus on doing, along with a reactive tendency. Wings, another significant aspect of Enneagram reflections, are the numbers on either side of any personality number. Which wing a person leans on has great influence in how the person develops and lives. As an example, a 3, the need for success, with a 2 wing will likely be more social than a 3 with a 4 wing. Richard Rohr suggests that people often lean on one wing early in life, and then at some point begin to lean more on the other wing. And then there are those arrowed lines. These connections give us info about how each number functions in health and when under stress. As a 1, the need for perfection, in health, I move toward the strengths of a 7. I relax more, simply chill in relation to all the imperfections in my world. Under stress, however, I tend to move toward the weaknesses of a 4, the need to be special, and withdraw and become depressed or melancholy. This concept of movement in health or stress is a bit complicated, and I don't have time to go into detail here. As you can imagine, these multiple factors introduce lots of complexity into this perspective on personality. One of the things I like about it is its flexibility. It doesn't try to make people fit rigid boxes or descriptions. At the same time, it invites deep reflection on identity and relationships. Of course, the combinations of numbers in marriage is another fascinating and helpful consideration. As my wife Lynette and I began talking about our Enneagram numbers, we could see ways that early conflict in our relationship strongly related to our personalities. As a 1, I have pretty high expectations of myself and others. Lynette feels my disapproval and critique of her behaviors, even if I never say a word. On the other hand, I often wish Lynette, a 2, the need to help, would take care of herself rather than trying to be helpful to everyone else. To wrap up this introduction, I'd like to share some of my favorite authors and books on this topic. The Enneagram, A Christian Perspective, by Richard Rohr with Andreas Ebert, is a classic introduction to the Enneagram, and, as noted previously, the foundation of what I've shared here. The Road Back to You by Ian Cron and Suzanne Stabile is another introductory book and seems to be especially attractive to a younger generation. Self to Lose, Self to Find by Marilyn Vansel. Written by a spiritual director, this book is especially helpful in integrating the Enneagram and biblical understandings of transformation. The Path Between Us by Suzanne Stabile, which focuses especially on relationships. And the website for the Enneagram Institute, enneagraminstitute.com, is a site where you can read much more on from the Riso Hudson perspective, as well as access free questionnaires to help you discover your type. In addition to books, there are lots of podcasts discussing concepts and experiences related to the Enneagram. I think one of the best ways to discover more about yourself and others in relation to the Enneagram is in the context of a small group. Perhaps select a book to read together, or listen to a brief teaching or podcast discussion, and then share your reflections about what you've read or heard. Talk about how you understand your own personality. And while the perspective of others can be helpful in understanding ourselves, it is important to remember that the Enneagram reflects the inner world of a person, and each individual needs to come to a place of self-understanding. And while many authors of books about the Enneagram caution against telling others what their number is, trying to figure out the people around us is also part of being human. So, most of those authors wind up ignoring their own wise counsel. Finally, for math lovers, there are some interesting mathematical connections in the Enneagram. The equilateral Trinitarian triangle connects the numbers 3, 6, and 9. Those numbers are associated with repeating decimals 0.333 and 0.666. The six other number points, which are connected by arrowed lines, 1, 4, 2, 8, 5, 7, 1, is the repeating decimal that is found when dividing any of the fractions of the number 7, 1/7, 2/7, and so on. Wonder what that's about. If I can answer any other questions you have about the Enneagram, I'd love to talk more about this. Do feel free to contact me.